Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, my pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Montserrat mystique. We'll get out to sea and we'll perfect our chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Prince, I wanna catch a glimpse. Everybody knows a little place like Kokomo. Now if you wanna go and get away from it all, go down the Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down the Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Well, we all know what Kokomo means. It's welcome to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. It's on a new day, which is Wednesdays, and I'm very excited to be part of this segment with you, Erin. And what will you be talking about today?
Yeah, thank you, Jan, for welcoming me onto your Wednesday morning segment. You know, I am a little bit sad that Colleen is no longer hosting my Talking Travel segment, but I do understand that things change and we must change with the times. So today, Jan, I thought we'd talk about the beautiful Hawaiian island of Oahu, where I've just returned from after attending my travel manager's conference in Waikiki. And I even managed to dodge the auspicious Hurricane Lane that thankfully did not wreak too much havoc on any of the Hawaiian islands.
Oh, yes. Look, I do love Hawaii, Erin, and thank goodness the hurricanes didn't affect your trip and didn't cause too much damage on the Hawaiian islands. Tell me, which areas of Oahu do you stay and where would you recommend?
Yeah, Jen, when I was there, I did get around the entire island of Oahu. I actually managed to stay in 5 different hotels and visited a further 3. So I certainly did see a lot. I got a lay of the land while I was there, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed right on Waikiki beachfront at a few properties, which was fabulous, especially if you like to take in an early morning ocean swim or paddleboard or even some beach yoga. I also stayed in the heart of Waikiki, where all the action is, so I was close to the shops and restaurants and bars. Right in the hustle and bustle is good if you're looking for a more fast-paced trip. My conference was hosted at a stunning property in the harbour area of Waikiki towards the Ala Moana shopping mall, which is actually the world's largest outdoor or open-air shopping mall.
Been there.
Yeah. and it's more of a quieter area to stay in. And I also stayed at the Diamond Head end of Waikiki Beach, which again was lovely and quiet and still only a 7 to 10 minute walk back down into the hustle and bustle of Waikiki. And while I was there, I also made my way up to the North Shore of Oahu, which I would definitely recommend to anyone that's visiting. It was really lovely to leave the organised chaos of Waikiki behind and head up north. It was, you know, luscious and green, some of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about yourself, Jan? Have you ever visited Hawaii before?
Well, Hawaii is one of my all-time favourite destinations to visit, Erin. I travelled there a few years ago with a lovely friend, and her name is also Jan. So we were named Jan 1 and Jan 2.
Oh, yes.
And we took part in the Pride of America cruise around the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, fabulous.
Which was just magical. And we also had some extra time in Waikiki to get our beach and shopping fix before we flying home to Australia. I just love the feeling you get, you know, in Hawaii. It's so warm and welcoming, and I guess it's why my man Elvis Presley loved Hawaii like his second home. His love affair with the Aloha State began in November 1957 when the Love Me Tender song first hit the concerts in Hawaii at Honolulu Stadium and the Schofield Army Barracks, where he was actually there at the time. So, yeah, Hawaii is very, very special to me.
Yeah, right. I didn't realise that about Elvis, Jan. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
so I suppose even celebrities get enchanted by the Aloha State, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do, Erin. Yeah, it's really quite amazing that what goes on out there as well. And, yeah, so let me see. What are we going to do now? I know. We'll go for a break. How about that?
Yeah,
how about we go to a song from the Beach Boys again? And it's called Hawaii. That's a little bit appropriate.
Very fitting.
Isn't it? It's 20 minutes to 11 and you're with Jan on Port Stephens FM 100.9. And welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford Segment, where we are talking all things Hawaii today. In particular, I never know how to say that.
Oahu.
I've been there, but
yes.
I couldn't say it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Erin, I know you recently visited Oahu for your Travel Managers Conference, but what activities did you get up to while you were there?
Yes.
I bet it was a lot of fun.
It was. And I certainly did manage to fit a lot into my 12 days on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, apart from my conference, I managed to see so much of Waikiki, the city itself, plus the beach area.
Mm-hmm.
I took part in some lovely morning beach yoga, some traditional outrigger
yoga. Some
outrigger canoe surfing on Waikiki Beach, and they were both really amazing experiences. I managed to visit Ailani Palace, which was the home of Hawaiians, the last reigning monarch, and it served as the official royal residence.
Wow.
And then I also went up to, this is a hard one to pronounce, Kualoa Ranch, which is the home of Jurassic World filming, where they filmed all the movies, and also a couple of the King Kong movies, I think, were filmed up there, and some TV shows.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that was a really fun experience. We actually got to drive a Rapture, it was called, or a dune buggy, we would call it. So that was around the film lot and the ranch. That was really fun. And I also took in Pearl Harbor and the Arizona Memorial, which was a really moving and somber experience, also really educational at the same time. And also while we're up at the North Shore, I experienced an amazing Hawaiian luau at the Polynesian Cultural Center. And we went to the luau, and then we went to a further show or performance that they put on. And I always make sure that I arrange a luau or an experience like that for my clients when they visit Hawaii.
So good.
It's part of their culture, so it's lovely take part in something like that. But apart from all the amazing experiences I just mentioned and the fun shopping adventures I certainly had in Waikiki, Ala Moana, and the premium outlets, and, you know, can never forget the ridiculously good food and cocktails that I also enjoy. but, yeah, I have to say, by far the most exhilarating and mind-blowing experience I had while travelling around Oahu was with Paradise Helicopters and the ride I took over the North Shore.
Oh, fantastic.
It was just breathtaking and so fabulous just to see the island from, you know, from the air, from another perspective.
Absolutely. I took a helicopter ride as well when I was there too.
Yeah.
Gosh, that really does sound amazing, Erin, and you're certainly passionate about travel. There's no doubt about that. Well, I want to thank you for today and honestly thank you for allowing me to become part of your Talking Travel with your personal travel management segment. I'm really thrilled for our segments to come. I'm looking forward to it and I promise you I will get better.
Same, yeah.
And I'm certain after today's segment some of our listeners are chomping at the bit to get their Hawaiian holidays planned. And if any of our listeners would like any more information on today's Hawaii travel segment or have any other travel related questions, you can contact Erin on 1-300-655-427 or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can simply Google Erin like I did and I will definitely be getting you to arrange my next trip, Erin.
Oh, thank you.
And once again, thank you for today, and we can look forward to what can we look forward to our next Talking Travel segment, because that will be interesting.
Yes, thank you again for today, Jan, and for once again welcoming me onto Wednesdays. And I'm actually heading off to Cambodia and Vietnam at the end
fabulous.
Of this month. I'm taking part in a really fantastic tour. I think I mentioned it in my previous segment, with a company called Hands-On Journeys. It'll be an experience of empowerment tourism, it's called. So I'll be sure to have a segment following up on that in the not-too-distant future. But our next Talking Travel segment, we'll be talking all things European early bird specials because it's that time of year again.
That sounds great. I loved it over there, yes. Yeah.
And that segment will once again be on our new days of Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
and it will be on Wednesday the 10th of October, 2018, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Wonderful. So we won't see you till the 10th
October. Yeah.
And you have a fantastic trip.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm looking forward to the next one. I promise I'll rehearse.
It will be good.
No, it will be a lot of fun. It's just me getting used to it at the moment.
Yeah, of course.
It's my first time doing this segment.
So, yes. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Thank you, Erin. Talk to you soon.